Welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita. Discover your way home. You know, one thing that is constant in life is there will always be change. And changes could be buying or selling a home, the loss of a loved one, marriage, divorce, it goes on. But when you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know is home is shaken or shattered. So this is clear. How you process a change will impact the trajectory of your life. Moving Forward for Life with Rosita starts now. Hi, and welcome to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. I am Rosita, your discovery coach and realtor, and I'm honored to be your host. You know, one thing that is constant in life is that there will always be change. When you find yourself on a new path, whether planned or unexpected, what you know as home may change or be shattered. I partner with you to find your path home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Choosing the trajectory of your life is within your reach. You have a choice. My shows are on topics pertaining to real estate as well as discovery coaching, all with the goal to help you move forward for life. Today, our topic is home insurance. Why do I need it? And my guest is Angela Ayers of Goosehead Insurance Agency. Welcome, Angela.
Oh, thank you for having me, Rosita.
Yeah, thank you for making the time to be on our show and giving our listeners, educating them on why home insurance is important.
Yes.
Angela and I have known each other for several years. I call her sometimes in a panic for home insurance questions, as well as refer my clients to her for home insurance. So, Angela, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Okay. So I'm Angela Ayers with Goosehead Insurance, and my son and I have a Goosehead franchise here in San Diego County. We've been in the insurance business for about 7-8 years now. Gosh, time flies. I'm so blessed to be able to work with him on a daily basis. And it's been fun. I really enjoy this business.
So can you share with us, excuse me, what drew you to the insurance industry?
So I came from financial services. I worked for some of the bigger wirehouses, your Smith Barney, Morgan Stanley, UBS. And just, I really wanted to do something, a business of my own, but yet maintain my licenses. So I started looking into insurance. I had a longtime agent. She had been my agent for years. And so I've started picking her brain, and she convinced me to open my own agency. So we started out with Allstate. We had an Allstate agency for about 4 years. And saw the constraints of having one product. So we went independent and joined Goosehead Insurance. So, but I guess my really big why is I wanted to create a legacy. I have a son who is disabled. He has a brain injury. And so I wanted to create a stream of income for him after I pass. So that's my why.
That's a real why.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting to hear the story, the why of picking a particular industry. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, that's great.
And I like how you mentioned how, because a lot of people can go to State Farm, you know, the big name companies, and Goosehead Insurance is different from State Farm, say, in a way that you have different products.
Right. So I have over 25 different carriers available to quote with. And if I can't find a solution within one of those carriers, I can go to what we call a surplus lines that cover higher risk properties. So, yeah.
So
I can usually find a solution. So.
Oh, yeah. Women usually can, right? So I just want to share with our listeners that Angela is always very helpful. She's always done her best to help my clients and is very educational. She will educate you on, excuse me, I don't know why my throat is like this today. She'll educate you on what home insurance is, what's needed, you know, what options you have. So I'm just referring her to all of you who are thinking of buying a home to talk with Angela first. So let's get to it. Let's talk about home insurance.
Let's do it.
What is it? Oh, a lot of people don't really know what it is.
Right.
And in the midst of buying a home, everything else is going on. So it's like I have to learn another new thing when buying a house. So what is it? What is home insurance?
Well, so when you're buying a home, typically you're getting a mortgage and your mortgage person will say you need fire insurance. So, you know, people, they think that homeowners insurance is just fire insurance, but it's not. There are many different components to home insurance. And home and condo insurance kind of are the same. So, you know, you'll hear it, the condo policy is a little different, but still has the basic coverages in it. So primarily you are protecting the dwelling. Mm. So I do a replacement cost estimator and come up with the coverage for the dwelling. So that covers you for just what it would cost to reconstruct the home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's, at least here in San Diego County, is a lot less than what you're purchasing. So people are sometimes kind of shocked when, you know, well, I'm paying $1.2 million, but you're only writing it for $600,000. So, you know, we need to just remember that the home insurance is only covering what it costs to reconstruct it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, and can you give me an example of a situation where, let's say somebody got into a home insurance because they just picked one, right, during the course of the transaction, and then find out that it's not enough or the coverage doesn't really cover what they need? Do you have an example where they came to you and said, I don't know what to do?
Well, they have brought their current insurance policy to me. And I quite often see this more frequently with condo. So condo covers what we call a walls in. And a lot of times they are well underinsured for what they need. So I go through, you know, talk to them about finishes, you know, whether it be home or condo. You know, any upgrades that have been done to the home, and, you know, really try to dial in how much coverage they really need. So, it's and it can, you know, you spend a lot for insurance. You know, you may as well be properly insured.
So is it similar to like car insurance where you pay monthly or do you pay for the whole year or how does that work?
So typically if you have a mortgage, your mortgage loan officer will set up an impound account. And so at close, we bill the, initial premium to the closing escrow.
Okay.
And then moving forward, you're paying, you know, monthly into this impound account. And then at renewal, your mortgage company will pay the renewal policy out of that impound account.
Okay. All right. So they will pay for that, a portion of it during close the escrow when they're closing.
It's factored into your closing amount. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So it's nothing that they have to, well, they will have to bring that amount, but that's part of the closing costs.
Right. Right.
It's not an addition to.
Exactly.
Okay. And then as part of their monthly payment, as they
your mortgage. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I just like to share a story. I had bought a property and the next day I went into the garage and the water heater had leaked all over the garage floor. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm a new homeowner, so I just didn't know what I didn't know. So I called the home insurance company and they came out and fixed it. And then another time I was cooking and I felt this heat on the floor and I thought, okay, well, that's kind of cool. I can have some heat while I'm cooking. But what I found out was that there was some sort of something happening with the pipes outside.
Or did you have a slab leak? Or
I think I might have had a leak. I mean, I was just so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But thank God we had home insurance.
Yeah.
Because they ended up paying for everything. I ended up getting a new kitchen.
And water losses are probably the top loss here in California. You know, I see more water losses than anything else.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But is there a new thing with a fire, you know, including fire insurance? Is that dependent on where the house is located?
Yeah. So, with your home insurance, an HO3 policy is what we call an open peril policy. And it covers you for things, you know, anything except a list. But in that, you know, list of coverages, think, you know, fires, windstorms, accidental water damage, theft, vandalism, explosions, those kinds of things are covered on your home policy. Some things that are not are earthquake, flood, water backup. So in order to get coverage for that, you either have to have a separate policy or it needs to be endorsed on your home policy.
Wow. So much to learn.
Yes. Yes. And that's why having a good agent who can, you know, explain to you what you're buying and, you know, what additional coverages you need. There are also limitations on home policies for things like jewelry. So, you know, if you have a really nice diamond ring, the diamond falls out of it, typically your home insurance isn't going to cover it because it's going to exceed the amount. It's usually about $1,500 on most policies for jewelry. So anything over that, you should either have a separate policy or have it endorsed on your home policy.
Hmm. Okay. So can you walk us through what happens when a buyer is in the transaction of buying a home? They come to you. Is there any requirements? Do they need to provide anything to you? What's the process?
Yeah. So depending on the age of the home, you know, some of the things I need to know are what's the age of the roof? Mm-hmm. Has the plumbing been replaced? You know, if it's an older home, has prior owner replaced any of the plumbing, the electrical, what kind, you know, is it copper? Most homes are. There are a few still here with aluminum wiring. Yeah. And then what is the electrical box? There are some limitations with some carriers on the type of electrical box. Heating, you know, when was the last time the heating and air was updated? Those kinds of things, you know, and it depends on the carrier. Some carriers don't really ask those types of questions in the underwriting process. And, you know, and some are very picky. So, you know, it just depends on what carrier we're looking at for you and, you know, what additional information we would need.
And so a buyer won't necessarily know that. So you work closely mm-hmm. with the realtor to get that information from them, the buyer's agent, basically.
Yeah, the buyer's agent, as well as the inspection report. Yeah. Sometimes I can get some of that information off the inspection report.
Wow, that's a lot of legwork before you actually get a policy together.
Yeah, two, when you're buying a condo, I typically ask for the CCNRs.
Oh.
So I can see what is required of the condo owner what the association covers and, you know, what the owner needs to cover.
Okay. And so you do other insurances as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. I do all what we call personal lines. So, you know, your auto, umbrella, which is additional liability protection. I do life insurance, business insurance, earthquake, flood, all of those different lines. So yeah.
Wow.
One-stop shop.
Yeah. And that means that you have to stay up to date with everything, because that's a lot. And, you know, in California, we constantly are going through getting more educated. So we stay up to speed with everything that's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So is there a possibility, if someone has car insurance, they can come to you and bundle it, right? Mm-hmm. Car insurance and their home or whatever other insurance they need.
Yes.
That's a possibility as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, or if they have boats or motorcycles or, you know, any of those toys. yeah. You know, I can, you know, also write those.
Oh, too bad you don't have insurance for spa work. Every month we have spa. We have to include that instead of toys, right? Because I mean, most people, well, most women won't have like a boat. You know, we'd rather spend that on spa treatments.
Yeah.
That's our toy.
There you go.
So let me ask you, when should a buyer talk to you in the middle, in the transaction? Is it at the beginning, the middle? How soon do they need to contact you?
I would say in today's environment, with insurance and carriers are becoming less and less here in California and what they're going to take, I would talk to an agent before you even make an offer. So, you know, is this home insurable? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to have to go to a surplus lines carrier and pay a lot more premium? So, homes that are out in rural areas are really becoming more and more challenging. And, you know, even in suburban areas, if you back up to a hillside, it's really challenging.
Yeah, I had that situation. I just had renter's insurance at one point in my life, and we lived across the street from this big, huge mountain, and the fire insurance was ridiculous try to get coverage. So all that is super important. You may love the house, right? But you have to consider the whole package in terms of what the monthly mortgage is going to be. And so talking to Angela ASAP.
Yeah.
To see if it's even something that you want to get into, because who knows what the insurance is going to be dependent on what's going on with the house.
Right. And two, if you're in a home that, you know, we're going to have to look at surplus lines or going on a California FAIR plan, it takes time to get one of those policies in place. So the sooner the better.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. So, Angela, is there anything else you want to share with our audience about home insurance and why do we need it?
Well, I think, you know, one of the pieces that people neglect to look at is there is liability coverage on your home policy. That liability coverage covers you anywhere in the world. And it's important to have the proper amount. And if you don't have a lot of times liability will max out at $500,000 on a home policy. And if you need more than that, then we look at an umbrella policy for you. So it's to protect your income, your assets from lawsuits. So,
The big L word in California.
And, you know, we are a litigious state. So,
yes, we are.
You don't have to be a millionaire to be sued like one. So, you know, and it's inexpensive, really inexpensive. So,
you know, the deductibles on home insurance, depending, of course, on what kind of coverage. Mm-hmm. But what can be the range of a deductible if something should happen? Because it's not an everyday thing that something happens to the home.
Right. So I try to educate my clients and get them to take as high of a deductible as they can possibly stomach. The reason for that is insurance carriers are non-renewing, even if you have one claim. So if you can avoid filing a claim and pay for those smaller things out of pocket, you're much better off. So, and the higher the deductible, the lower the premium. So, you know, I typically try to get people to be in that $2,500 deductible range. If they can take more, all the better. $1,000 is, you know, I would say, you know, anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500, but, you know, I always try to like push toward that $2,500 at least. So, yeah.
And so with that deductible in mind, it's probably best that they just kind of put that in an account where they can't touch it until it's needed, or they could probably use a credit card to pay for that deductible, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's, part of homeownership, you know, having that rainy day fund. So,
yeah. My brother always says the only thing that works in a home is the homeowner.
Yeah.
So, and, that's, yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right. And then, yeah. So Goosehead Insurance, it's different than the State Farm, the Allstate, because you have more products to provide to them.
That's correct. So, and, you know, just having that choice model is really important for the client. You know, there are some carriers who won't write more than one loss in the last 5 years, whereas other carriers, you know, they'll take those losses. Some carriers rate on prior owner losses. So, you know, there are a lot of variables and factors. And so having access to many different carriers to find a policy that best meets your needs is to your advantage.
And so the best time, just to recap, the best time for a buyer to contact you is as soon as they see a house that they like.
Yep. Absolutely.
The challenge is they may like the house, but the buyer's bidding wars nowadays.
Yeah.
They have to be quick.
Yeah. And I can, you know, I can give you a pretty quick idea. You know, is this an insurable home? You know, do we have carriers available, or are you looking at, you know, trying to be more creative, hence more money? So,
yeah. Okay. Well, it looks like that our time is up. And Angela, this was so much fun. I thank you for coming on and being my guest.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking insurance.
Yes, now we know why it's important to have home insurance.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your expertise. And how can people get in contact with you?
So my office number is 760-653-5300. Be sure to choose option 2 and you'll get right over to me. Otherwise, send me an email at angela.ayers, that's AYERS, @ goosehead.com.
Thank you, Angela.
Oh, you're welcome, Rosita.
As always, my desire is to bring awareness and to let you know you are not alone and offer, sorry, my alarm is going off here, and offer help for you to move forward to discover your way home. Please feel free to reach out to me or Angela with your questions. My number is 619-665-9086. And Angela, your number again?
Is 760-653-5300, option two.
Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rosita Sells Homes, to see all my videos that we have done. My shows are the second and fourth Friday of each month, 12:30 Pacific time. You can watch it live on Facebook, Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Moving Forward for Life with Rosita, Discover Your Way Home. Through my own personal healing journey, I've come out stronger and braver. I know firsthand how hard, how lonely, and heartbreaking it is to continually live in pain. As we work together, you will discover the good, the bad, and the not so pretty parts of yourself so you can uncover the fabulous in you. Discover what you need to come home, whether that's a physical home or the home in you. Join me every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.